You want me to start?
You can start, yeah.
Okay. Danny, I have a word for you, and I just heard the Lord say he was taking you back to a child likeness. I have three little boys, and I can pretty much tell them anything, and they'll believe it. My youngest, I don't want him to open this closet, so I told him a dinosaur lives there. So he doesn't open the closet. But the Lord said that's what he's doing in you, taking you to this place where when you hear it, you're going, that's truth. I don't have to reason it anymore. It's just hearing the word of the Lord, and it's hitting like it hits a child, and not questioning, just believing it. And then I have a word for you. I don't remember your name, Martha.
Just a second.
Now I'm going to give you the word. When you go to boil water, it boils at 212 degrees, but at 211, it's just really, really hot. And I was sitting back there, and the Lord reminded me that, and I just saw that number over you. And I heard the Lord say that this weekend was about just a degree shift in perspective, and that just that little shift in perspective was what's going to set your heart ablaze for him.
And I have a word for you, too. Yes. I just heard the Lord say that he's not disappointed in you. He has never been disappointed in you, and he never will be. He doesn't operate in the realm of disappointment. And over this weekend, the Lord is going to make that, he's going to solidify that in you. And whatever it is that makes you think he's had some disappointment in you, the Lord said, it's gone, it's done, no more. And then, Lee, there's a verse in the Psalms that says, I looked at it 10 times, I can't remember it. So it says, let your steadfast loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion as we have hoped in you. And I just feel like the Lord said that you've got some hopes in your heart and the Lord sees them. And that the very thing that you're hoping and asking God to do, he is going to do it. This is going to be a weekend of just a real wow weekend for you. And then, Joni, the Lord said it's just not an accident that you're here now. This is your time. You're in probably the most squeezing time you've ever been in your entire life. And when God squeezes us and puts us through, and we're walking through those kind of trials and pain and stuff, that pushes us into the presence of God. And it's meant to cause us to be able to hold more of Jesus. And the Lord said it was not an accident that you're here now, because you are so ready to have so much more understanding and revelation. And that's exactly what God's going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
For the lady in orange next to you, Marsha, I saw sunflowers over you. And the thing about sunflowers is that they need the sun. And they will follow that sun directly for its source. And I just felt like the Lord saying, I'm your son. And after this weekend, you will be following him so clearly. You will have a direct sunlight all the time. You will be basking, because that sunflower just kept growing and growing and thriving in that sun. And I just feel like the Lord is saying, he is your son. He has heard you. He has heard your cries. Because I feel really nervous in my heart right now. I feel like you have a lot has been going on in you. And the Lord is saying, I have not stopped pursuing you. I am your son. Also for our bishop, again, I had the vision with the animals in the animal kingdom in Africa. This time it was a little bit different. You were up on a mountain, and all you did was kind of wave your hands, and all the animals were gathering in front of you, all from every type of species there was. And I couldn't hear what you were saying, but you were directing them, and they would go off to do what they needed to do. And I felt like the Lord is going to start putting people in your life for the things that you've been wanting, so that can thrive and grow. Because the animals were being directed. They knew exactly what their assignments were. You didn't have to do much. You knew which ones had to go and where they needed to go.
Amen. There's a place, this is for Jamie, there's a place in the book of Ruth where she dines with Boaz and the reapers and had dinner, and it said that she ate until she was satisfied. And then she took what was left over to her mother and fed her mother, Naomi. And the point being is that we can't give away out of emptiness. It has to be out of overflow. And it has to result of a person's heart being satisfied. And then they can give out of overflow. It has an anointing. So God's postured you recently where you have just been feasting at Boaz's table. You've heard so much. You had no Bible, now you own about 30 of them. But you've just been hearing so much truth. But the point being is that it's not just about your being in those places. It's because God is so filling you up that there's going to be an overflow, that this is becoming part of who you are. And all the leftover stuff is going to just give, you're going to give out of overflow to others. This truth that you've been hearing so much about lately. That is Jesus. Okay. Here. Amelia.
Well, while she's doing that, Amelia, here's the word I got for you, because you're the only one going through sitting on that side. You're separated. Lord said to tell you that he has separated you for himself.
Amen.
With you, I don't know if you know the kids show, Bluey. And it sounds really weird, but okay, good. You're not exactly going to get this. Okay, so I just really felt the spirit of bingo over you. I just
felt like the Lord is really enjoying the fact that you are learning so much about him. And he says that you are going to be that bingo. Wherever situations get rough and hard, you notice that she's always the positive one. Even when Bluey gets into her, her moods, she's always pulling her through, and that's what you're going to be doing with your family. You're going to be that joy, continuous joy over them and over them, and when they are falling in, you're just going to be able to just change the situation, because that's what God's created you to do, is to help and to guide and to nurture love, because a lot of people do need it. Not just your family, but people that you come in contact with.
My friend in the back row, there's a scripture that talks about when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And it's often misunderstood to mean that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard. But the correct interpretation of that is that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise a standard against him. Because the power of the Lord is much greater than the power of the enemy. And so what I saw in my heart as I look back at you was Jesus raising up like a flood in the midst of this circumstance, saying to you, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a spirit of love and a sound mind. So he would admonish you in love that he gave you authority over that. And the authority over the spirit of fear is the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. So don't tolerate a spirit of fear. And if you don't feel strong enough in the midst of things to do that, rest in his strength. You are in him. He's gathered you to himself so that where he is, you may be also, and he is not afraid. Amen.
So,
I want to add to that. I just felt like there was in the darkness of your light.
I'm the light in that darkness. And I just felt like the Lord was saying to you, that darkness is nothing to him. And what you need to do is take hold of that situation and tell it, you are nothing because the Lord is in me and I'm with him. And he says, he's already taken care of the situation for you. You need to walk it out and know and walk boldly in confidence that he has that victory already done and over. All right?
She's not passionate at all.
The Lord reminded me of the wedding in Canaan. And what was so remarkable about that is that one of the truths that's revealed is that the Lord, who he is, no matter how good things are, he always saves the best for last. Mm. That's why even for a Christian, in their dying, he saved the best for last, because they're transitioning into a place where the one who's been their life, they're now going to see face to face, be swallowed up by life. But in just in terms of your life story, the Lord said to tell you that he saved the best for last. Mm. And this season in your life is going to be the best season ever. Also, there's some situation that's just bewildering to you that you don't really know what in the world, how to deal with it. And that's why that was so important. I didn't think about that. That I focused on the fact that Jesus is the wisdom of God in you. And so the wisdom of God is going to manifest. So you don't have to be bewildered anymore. Because he isn't. therefore, you can let go of that. Were you with me? He's clear-minded about it. He's not bewildered. He has no, you know. And so it's not righteous for you to be bewildered. In other words, that's not normal. It's not healthy for you. So you understand the difference? Like people think, oh, sin, righteousness, he's convicting me. I mean, no. He's saying, that's not healthy. That's not wholeness. And I'm inviting you to surrender to my wholeness. And I've got wisdom for this. So it doesn't matter whether you do. He does. And so now you can enjoy that. Okay? And the solution he's going to manifest will reflect the wisdom of God, not any solution that you could project in your own heart or mind. Okay?
For this gentleman right here. Yeah.
Lee.
Who is it?
Lee.
Lee. What I was seeing was you were like standing on a bank. You had armor on and you had a sword. It was pointing down and I heard the word stalwart. And there was just this sense that you have been in a place standing in observing, watching with a kind of strength that has been part of who you are. And I begin to see the ground underneath you give way and you begin to slide and you slid into the water and you began to float. And there was this sense that all that armor that you had on was coming off. And what I was hearing the Lord say is, he is your armor. And there's a time of freedom that you're coming into, a time of what you have had in the past that has been this stuff that you have rested in for what's been familiar to you. There's this new kind of freedom of learning how to float, and there was this real joyfulness started to bubble up within you because you were recognizing, I don't have to work so hard at this. There was a release. And that ground that was giving way wasn't fearful to you, but it was like, what's happening? And so it's to really go with the flow.
Also, there's somebody here who, one of you guys who has, there's some schizophrenia in your family. And it makes you get afraid. Sometimes you get little bumps and you think, oh my gosh, is it going to be happening to me? And it's not. The Lord wants you to understand that. That's the old self. You're not that self anymore. And that Christ is your life, and he doesn't have those things. And so whoever that word is for, you don't have to raise your hand. The Lord just wants you to not be afraid of that anymore because he's not, and he's your life.
Bishop Eric, I just saw the blessings of the Lord overtaking you like a flood, like you were just being hit from behind, propelled forward by the blessings of the Lord. And I heard the desires of your heart. The desires of your heart are coming true. Things that you've wanted in your diocese, things you've wanted in the priests in your diocese, things you've wanted them to understand, things you've wanted to be taught within your diocese, especially. It's really about your diocese, very much about your diocese. But just the blessing of the Lord overtaking you, propelling you forward as the desires of your heart come to pass.
Amen. And for Danny, I know one of the things that I believe that you've, in your heart has been, Lord, I want to get back to where I was. The Lord says, no, you're going to go way beyond that. When your feet finally land, you're going to be way past where you were when it was good. Okay?
I have a word for everybody that's going through. I just really feel like there's some people, everybody had to pay a price to be here this weekend. Whether it's taking off work, whether it's just a driving, whether it's having to make arrangements for kids or whatever, everybody's had to pay a price. And I really felt like the Lord said that that price that you paid to come has just ravished his heart. And it has just blessed him so much. And that it's like, it's almost like, it's not really a payment, but it's like almost like you offered that to the Lord. And the Lord said he's just going to multiply that back to you and just fill you with so much revelation and so much freedom this weekend.
Also, don't forget, the word that somebody about their feet, bottom of their feet, numbness, God's going to heal. Something about their neck, particularly on the left-hand side, God wants to heal. So this is the word I'm getting, and I don't understand it. There's all I'm getting is the word para, and I think about Patty, but I don't know if that's for her. But it's a condition that starts with the word para. I don't know if there's
parathyroid.
I understand. Yeah, so it may be the word may be for her. But is there anybody else here who's got any kind of condition where it starts with the word para something? Because I want to be careful I stay clean in all this because Patty's one of ours, but I got that word yesterday, and I wasn't thinking about Patty when I got it. Okay. Well, then I believe it's for Patty.
Amen. Father Brandon, do you like roller coasters? The scariest place on the roller coaster is as it's coming to the top of the hill. And it takes a long time to get there. It's like something's holding it back. Well, it's gravity, and it's the mechanism and everything. This weekend for you is about those weights and those entanglements coming off so that as you're cresting this hill, the brakes are coming off. So get ready, because you're going to experience some things in the Lord that you've never known possible. You're going to see some things. This ride is going to get a whole lot more thrilling after this weekend. So don't fight it. Don't hang on. Throw your arms in the air and go, "Wee!" and enjoy it. Okay?
That's Jesus. That's what he does.
What's your name? You two right there. You've been acting like little girls.
These two.
Jody and Jamie. Okay. I sat next to you guys last night, and it was just like I could hear you guys acting like little girls. And I went home so delighted. And I was like, what is it that I was just like, their laughter is so contagious. Their ability to see the world in a unique way is so contagious. And he says, that childlike quality you have is just going to be even more flourishing. And he says, don't hold back. Don't stop pursuing him, because he loves that. He loves, you know, like Bishop said earlier, you know, he loves laughter. And you two are just a delight. That's all that I really felt like he was saying. He is delighted in your laughter, because you guys, even though you guys have been in hard places, you still walk out with this joy. And no matter how hard it's been, you've always been, the strength of my source is the Lord. And I just feel like the Lord says he delights the fact that you guys keep coming back and back and back and knowing and understanding. So that revelation is going to be even deeper for you. And not only that, but he's going to use that as a springboard to your family, to your friends, to the people you encounter. You will be leaving impressions, and you will be leaving Christ behind to them. And they will want to know more.
Also, there was a word we had in Madrid. This came to me again, sort of a generic word. But if you're one of those ones who have one of your arms you can't really raise above your head without it being painful or kind of get stuck for whatever reason, God wants to heal you. And so when we were in Madrid, I had that word. And a number of people there got healed. We started off that way. We'll do that sometimes just to build faith. And so when we start off, we'll go like this, and so pray for them, and they get healed. And then people around them get to watch that, and they go, wow. But here's a cool thing about that story is that later that evening, a priest in London who heads up the seminary of all Europe for us, named Andrew Jackson, he wrote and said that it wasn't live streamed, but it was recorded. And so several hours later, he watched the recording, and in watching the recording, he was healed.
Amen.
And so there's an anointing. If there's somebody here, it doesn't have to be the 11 that are going through, but if there's somebody here who has that issue with your arm, it's a shoulder thing, God is going to heal you. Okay? All right. We need to get to Eucharisting and praying for those who need healing. And if you didn't get a word, you'll get a word. If you're going through the thing, you'll get a word. We do more prophetic stuff tonight, generational Eucharist, and then the weekend, so you'll get ample words.